This is episode 380 of Bella in Your Business.
Hi there, I'm Bella Vasta from Jump Consulting. You might know me from CBS, NBC, Fox, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, or maybe you've seen me speak on stage or read my book, The Four Dogs That Every Business Owner Needs. In any case, get ready because you're about to get your hashtag Bella butt kicking in this next episode of Bella in Your Business. So what do you say? Let's get ready and jump.
Welcome to another episode of Bella in Your Business. My name is Bella Vasta from Jump Consulting, and I am here today to give you a Bella butt kicking. I was kind of thinking about something the other day, and one of the best parts of having amazing people in your life is that you can sit there and think about, you know, or have conversations that are just on a different level. Your conversations go from saying things like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this client and it's so terrible. And, you know, oh, I can't believe this happened. And what were they thinking? And why did they say that? And they said that word. And, you know, all of this nitpicking. Right? Or when things actually rub us the wrong way, there's actually a deeper reason for that. If you go deeper and you figure that out, so much is unveiled. And as I was chatting with my friend about a topic similar to that, it kind of occurred to me that we get to have these problems and it's a good thing. You get to do it. You get to have the employee issues. You get to have the tech problems in your business. You get to have all the problems from everyone come to you. You get to have clients asking you questions. You get to have the challenge of personal growth to make your business better. You get to do all of these things. It's a blessing and a lesson for you personally, if you let it be. And I want to talk about that today because I think just a simple perspective switch can really help you a lot. It can be the difference between something pushing you down and holding you down and feeling like the world is just clobbering you to something that is uplifting you or it's letting you grow out of the turmoil that you're in. It's perspective. The only thing that we can change is our thoughts and our perspective. And let me also remind you, if no one's ever told you, our brains, they don't know the difference between reality and what the thoughts are in our head. What we think, our brain knows. It doesn't know the difference. So if you're constantly telling yourself, let's say, I'm a banana, I'm a banana, I'm a banana, I'm a banana. I mean, this is like a really silly example. Your brain is going to start thinking that you're a banana. And so when we have the ability to be conscious of our thoughts, everything can change. So yes, you get the employee issues, but isn't it a great problem to have? The person that is working by themselves, overwhelmed, wishing and hoping that they had the courage or the know-how to go out there and get employees, is wishing that they had your problems, right? I always like joke about things sometimes. And I always say, if you're in my inner circle, you'll hear me say, first world problems, you know, oh, the cleaning lady's not showing up on time. Well, I'm not going to get too bent out of shape about that because I'm really excited that I have a cleaning lady. Okay. Or, you know, oh, I'm really cold, you know, well, I'm really glad that I have a house to put over my head and I'm not living in some desolate area, malnourished and with no shelter, right? So everything can always kind of come back. So yeah, you have your employee issues. You can't find employees or you don't like the employees you have, or you're not sure about how to go about promoting them, or they feel like they're always asking you questions. Well, the one thing that can solve all this stuff is systems. You know, you got to always ask yourself, am I solving the same problem over and over again? Because then it's on you. Or are we going to try it again just a different way? Because sometimes things actually do work. It just doesn't work that way, right? And I think actually that right there, and I've made graphics on that before, it's so true in our industry and it's so true with your mindset because sometimes people get so frustrated by something and be like, that doesn't work. It's like, no, you don't work. Or it does actually work, and it works for many other people. It just doesn't work the way that you're doing it. And so if you can step outside of yourself long enough to realize that, so many things can change. With your employee issues, a lot of people hate having employees. Well, why is it that many of my clients, and I am going to say many, I'm not exaggerating, are doing great at it? Why? It's because they had the same challenges that the person who has challenges hiring or keeping people or keeping them motivated or promoting them or getting a good company culture, they've had all those problems. But what they did is they kept telling themselves, it's not working this way. It's not working this way. I got to do it again. I got to do it again, but I'm not going to make the same mistake I made last time. It's not going to work perfectly out the gate. As I say this, I kind of think of my daughter. We have been trying to teach her to tie her shoes for a year and a half. And she technically knows how to do it, but she gets frustrated sometimes. She gets frustrated and she'll just go, it's not working. And I'm like, it is too hard. And I go, baby, you can do hard things. But mom. And I'm like, I know, because I feel like that sometimes when it comes to certain things as well. When it comes to the back end of my website, it's hard. I don't want to do it. But you know what? I have a website and it works because I have a team around me. I'm kind of going off topic here a little bit, but getting back to employee issues, you know, when you can solve your regular problems, like having a hiring system like Jazz HR, where you can get people through a 6 to 8 point hiring funnel in a couple days and then get them onboarded and trained all within a week, time is money. And that keeps people from ghosting you. That also keeps people excited about your company. That also gives people a real clear sense of, you know what you're doing and you're a professional and they can trust you and they can trust the training and they can trust that they're going to get their paycheck and they can trust that they're going to have the support of you and they can trust that they're going to have stability in their new employment with you. Okay? So yes, you get to have employee issues because you have the courage to have employees. And you get to keep having bigger and bigger challenges with employees. Okay, I got a couple employees. Okay, now your biggest challenge is, all right, now I need a manager. Okay, now I need a client relations person. Okay, now I need more internal people. You know, it just, your get to is going to keep upgrading. And I want you to remember that it is a blessing that you have. And not to get knocked down and stay down on it. Always keep jumping, you guys. You get to have those tech problems. It's because you're growing. I get to have those website issues because I've got over 500 blogs out there. And I've got almost 400 podcast episodes. Do you know that that alone means that I've got a minimum of 900 pages on my website? What? Yeah, so naturally, when last year I went to go upgrade after I was hijacked, which you guys know about, when I finally found Bobby with Cigna Marketing and they took it over, naturally, I'm going to keep having things pop up. But I'm with a great team that will help me with my freak out moments because it is emotional. But I'm also really happy that I get to have those problems. I get to have challenges with Zapier or Dubsado or Gmail or whatever it is that I'm using because I actually have a business with a flow of customers that want me to help them and I need this technology to do it. I get to do all of those things, said in my best Olivia Pope voice right there, if you didn't catch on to that. And so if you have tech problems, then what are the biggest things? You can hire someone. Maybe the first, second, third, fourth, fifth person you hire is not the Prince Charming, is not the fairy godmother. It's not the person that's going to do it. But you know what? Stay positive. You get to have these problems. And just because it didn't work that way doesn't mean that it doesn't work. Okay? Again, going on to all the problems come to you. I always say a business, especially like once it gets going, it's kind of like a teenager. Doesn't necessarily need you all the time. It can kind of run on its own, especially when you've got the systems down and the workflows. However, when it gets in a car accident or it needs money, it's coming to you. Most of the time, the problems are coming to you. And so, yeah, now you have to make those big decisions, but you can also solve it systematically. You could tell your office manager, hey, you know what? You can solve any client problem up to $100 refund. After that, loop me in. you have the discretion. You can put in, okay, we have a client that's irate. I actually had a client this week about this. She had a client that was unhappy with something that happened at a service. And we talked about how she could solve it. And I was so proud of her because her growth mindset mind said, okay, and how can I put this into an SOP for when I do have an office manager one day? How can I break down the problem solving into steps and things to consider and check? That is beautiful. So yes, you get to have all the problems because you have clients and you have employees that naturally you're not perfect. Things are going to happen. Conflict is going to arise. You get to have all the problems come to you. That is a blessing because then you get to decide how you are going to solve those problems. That's exciting because you can choose to do it any way that you want. It is completely up to you, which some people could get like really overwhelmed by. They could feel like there's a 100-pound weight on their chest or something. And that kind of leads me to another section of this is that, well, why do you feel that way? Want to know the number one secret for many of my clients who have solved the hiring problem? I mean, these jumpers have over 100 applications a week. I'm not kidding. Hiring is something you're going to need to solve once and for all. And I can't stress enough how important it is to have it streamlined. Jazz HR does all of this. They help get all of your interview phases hammered out so that you can see from a bird's eye view what needs to be tweaked when the hiring funnel changes. You can easily track every applicant, each time they put in an application, and even take it all the way through the hiring and onboarding stages with the click of a button. I'm telling you, show me a company that has solved the hiring problem and I'll show you a company that uses Jazz HR for interviewing, hiring, and onboarding. I have so much written, podcast episodes, and on video that I can show you of people who have been successful doing this. I also got Jazz HR to give my jumpers 50% off and a whole bunch of freebies. My success is your success. So let's do this together. Get more information today at jumpconsulting.net/JazzHR. That's jumpconsulting.net/JazzHR. I remember when I first started my company, any time that a client was not happy, for whatever reason, whether it was legit or not, the minute a client was unhappy with me, my entire body started freezing up and tingling and I felt this pit in my stomach and I just like short labored breath and I was just like, I didn't know what that was back then, right? I just knew that I felt a really funky way. Now, I know that that was a trauma response from my past. I'm very open about all of this, you guys. And my parents and I are amazing now, but I had a loud Italian father, right? We weren't all about like talking our emotions when we were little. And I was born in 1982, as you all know if you've listened to this podcast. So parenting was just a little different back then. And I instantly, with clients, if something was not in a positive light, I instantly felt, and I didn't know this at the time, but I felt like a little girl who was in trouble. And I felt all that guilt and that shame and that fear, and my body reacted. And it was really hard for me to express or let alone show up professionally. That was probably one of the first three lessons that I learned. I didn't understand at the time because I was so young and innocent. I didn't realize that my business was going to make me really look at who I was as a person and decide what I wanted to work on. Ooh, that didn't feel good. Why didn't that feel good? What is being triggered inside of me? And do I want to believe whatever voices that trigger is telling me? I see it happen online and in the Facebook groups all the time. People get like crazy. People are just getting triggered left and right. I don't think a lot of them realize it, but they're acting a fool or they're, oh no, you didn't kind of attitude, right? And that's why you get to decide if you want to use that as a catapult to help you in personal development. That's where you get to decide, ooh, you know what? I'm not really good on boundaries. I just realized that client and the employee just steamrolled me and that didn't feel good. Let me listen to some podcasts on boundaries. Let me read a book or listen to a book. Let me dive into learning a little bit more about that topic as I'm going about my day. When you realize that what's challenging you in your business is something that is personal to you, something personal that you have to work on. Your business is literally like standing in front of a mirror of yourself. If no one's ever told you that, I am so excited that I get to be the first person. But whatever you struggle with in your business is what you struggle with personally. And once you understand that, once I understood that, so much unlocked. Every problem that I get to deal with all of a sudden became, what can I do to fix this or solve this inside of myself? What was my responsibility in this? How could I have shown up differently? How could I have thought about this differently? How could I have been a better leader? And what prevented me from showing up in the best way possible? And that, my friends, that's difficult. You have to put your ego aside. You have to be self-critical. You have to examine what is a thorn inside of you that's brushing up, that's hurting when different situations come up. Conflict management. We will have it in our business no matter what, whether it's with an employee, it's with a client, it's with a service provider. Conflict management is something that we all need to do. And I think that a lot of the world, it's fight or flight. It's we go on attack or we just avoid it. And long term, it's not good. It's not good. And so therapy, there's so many different kinds of therapy modalities, meditation, hypnosis, all these things. I've talked about them on the podcast. And I know some of you are just joining us fresh and new now. So I will definitely share here. I mean, two apps that I use almost daily on my phone are Brain.fm, which is this really cool neuro binary beats where you can do it for creativity, you can do it for deep study, you can do it for sleep. And I actually interviewed the CEO at the very beginning of the podcast, like back in like probably like the 30th episode or something. It's been proven, I think it's 30 or 40%, I forget, to increase productivity because of what it does to your brain waves. And then the other one, Brain Tap, is this neuro dual voice in both different ears. And there's so many topics. And I listen to it when I go to bed. And they're like 20 minutes each. And I'm always out within the first 5-10 minutes. It's like crack. Like I can't even tell you. Now, you guys know me. You know me. You know how energetic I am. You know how much of an extrovert I am. You know how, if you've coached with me, you see how my brain works once it gets on a brainstorm and I get excited and I just keep thinking about all these ideas. I'm a big visionary. So you can only imagine how loud my head is at night. Yeah. I understand those of you who lay awake at night thinking, and I challenge you to grab one of those apps. But I think Brain Tap is better than the other one. I mean, like that one's like, you know, the heavy hitter, but having a business, it does cause you sometimes to lay awake at night wondering, oh my gosh, tomorrow I hope all 5 of my employees show up, because if one of them doesn't, we're screwed. We physically cannot do all the visits because I don't have any room for anyone to be sick, right? You're thinking all these things at night, but you get to, and then you get to choose how you live with that every day in your life. You get to have the client questions. You get to have the challenge of personal growth. You get to have the problems, the tech problems, the employee issues. You get to, it's all a blessing. How are you gonna walk around with it? What are you gonna do with it? That's where habits and behaviors come. We did a podcast all on habits and behaviors too. That's where this mental fortitude comes from. It also comes back to, okay, so what is your goals? What are your goals? And so when you're overwhelmed and you're overwhelmed with the problems, okay, what solution is going to get me fastest to my goals? And it's really difficult at first. It's really, really difficult. These habits and behaviors and staying focused on your goals and your vision. It's very difficult. And it's just like weights. That's why you start with the 2-pound weights. You're just lifting the little 2-pound weights. And one day you'll be up to 25. But you'll get there gradually. You don't just start on 25-pound weights. Are you kidding me? You'd set yourself up for disaster. So why would we ever do that when we're getting to deal with all this business stuff? So the next time that you are sitting there and you're like, oh my God, this phone or this email or this employee or this contractor or whatever it might be, and you want to get in a ho-hum, in a, oh no, woe is me kind of attitude, I want you to remember this episode. I want you to remember, I get to have these problems, and it is a blessing. Because I'll tell you, it certainly is. And you're the only one that's going to rob yourself of the blessing by not realizing the lesson. Yeah. You guys, this has been another episode of Bella in Your Business. I'm going to leave it right there. Right there. I want to know what you think of this episode. I can already picture a couple of you DMing me on Instagram like you do, and maybe putting it on repeat, hopefully, because I'm not saying that egotistically. I'm saying that from a place of, I don't teach what I don't know or what I haven't learned. And that right there is something so important for getting through the tough times, for getting through the rut. I said I was going to leave it there. I will leave it there. You guys, this has been another episode of Bella in Your Business. Please remember that when life gets you down, always keep jumping. Bye now.
So what did you think? Did you love this episode? I sure hope you did, because I put a lot of love into this for you. The best way you can show me that is by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and leave a review. I just might read it on the next episode. I also want to remind you that when life gets you down, remember to always keep jumping. Thanks for listening.